Chavvegen met Alef. Toshma. Little after the third of the Yomit. Keitzad Omru Atoyrem Shalom Midas Trumosei Trumim. Where do we have a case that a person should be Toyrem Shalom Midas without the Das Bailim and the Truma helps? Harei sheyorad l'seich stei chaveroi, belikeit v'toram shalei b'shus. Reuven comes into Shimon's field, and he was toram shalei b'shus. Im choshesh mishum gezel, if Shimon has a hakpoda on him, that it's like he's doing a maise gezel, he's being mafrish, is trume shalom midatoi, so it's his makped on him, ain't trume say trume. So then the trume that Reuven was mafresh is nothing. Bim lav trume say trume. Uminayin hu yedeim choshesh mishum gezel bim lav. So how do we know if Reuven is makped and Shimon's, the Shimon is makvid on Reuven's afrosh or not? Arei shebo balabayis metzoy. He's, this Reuven is in the midst of being mafresh trume. And the balabos comes, va'omaloi klach eitzel yofes. He says you should take a better quality. Zimnimzu yofes mehen. If there are better ones there. So this statement was said seriously, not sarcastically. Is truma say truma? So we see that there's a nichusa of the Bailim with what he did. And he's telling him he should have taken better ones. Vimlav, but what is, if there's no better ones, he took the very good ones. Is ain't truma say truma? So then this was said sarcastically. There weren't any better ones for you to take. So then he's niche with his afrosh. Liktu habaylim vayisifu aleim. But what is the baylim said this statement? You should have taken better ones. And then, before we had a chance to see if there are better ones in the field, there's not better ones in the field. He was malakit more, v'yisifu aleim. He added on to the trume. Benkach, u'benkach trumosei trume. Let us see Rashi. Shaloi midas bailim. A truma was hufra shloimidas bailim, velikeit letzerech balabais. Vimchoshesh balabais, umakvid al ma she'osazeh. The zakpod of the bailim, on the actions what Reuven had done. Mishum gezel, shetoram trumosoi beloi reshusoi. So you did something without my reshus. I don't exactly understand the Gezel Shaboy because, I mean, it's not Chal, but he, Abokaponim, that what he had done by making it Trume is a Maise Gezel. I mean, he wants to give it to the Shevet Kohunet. That's Abokaponim what his actions were. So that is a Gezel from the Bailim. Klach Eitzel Yofes. Hoyeloch leilech eitzel yofes los is mehen lekoyen. You should have gone to the yofes los is mehen lekoyen. I was nesayre. Rashi is moisev los is mehen lekoyen. The gift from the yofes to the koyen. Why does Rashi have to mention los is mehen lekoyim? That gufa is a taina. It's taina you should have taken, you were making truma. You should give a more choshev, a higher quality mean. Why does Rashi have to mention Losseis Mehen Lekoyim? I thought it could be the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Sheroshim, the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs Sheresh Yud Beis says that the mitzvah of Afroshes Trume, even though there's two chalokim to it, you have to be mafresh the Trume, you give it to the Kohen. The Rambam says it's not two mitzvahs, it's one mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen. No. Versteitzach, you have to make a maisa hafroshe in order to give to the Kohen. But it's one mitzvah of matnas kune. And the Rambam compares this to Reishis Hageis. Like Reishis Hageis, you have to cut off the bull and give it to the Kohen. But there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be geizes, to give the Reishis to the Kohen. See, also there's a mitzvah to give to the Kohen. It's a mitzvah of matnas kohune. That's the Yesod HaMitzvah. The Ramban says, by Dvorim HaTovlim, something that makes tevel, like challah and trumah, he says there's two different mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah afroshe, you have to be mafresh, the trumah and the challah from the ise. Then there's another mitzvah, the trumah, that I was mafresh, so there's a mitzvah to give that to the Kohen, but they're two distinct mitzvahs. So therefore, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, they're two distinct mitzvahs. That's what the Ramban holds. So L'chayre from Rashi, it would seem Rashi holds like the Rambam, that the whole Indian of Yofes, there's no Indian Samazoy to make, the whole Indian is, it's a matnas kunis, so you should have been mafrish, a better quality of tvuah to give to the Kohen. Or you look later, Eitzel Yofes loses mehen l'Kohen. Yeah. So this is a baraisa that there's a heichitimtze that a person should be a teirem shaloi midas, and the hafrosha helps. So the Gemara asks now akasha and abaye. V'chi nimtzu yofes mehem. Before we go further, now that here the Barais is telling us that if we want to know if the Bailam is happy with the Afrosh or not happy, so one way is if we find that he's sincere in what he said, he should have taken better ones and attacked better ones, then we say he's really sincere and he's happy with Afrosha. He's not sarcastic. But then the Baraisa continues, but liktu abaylim v'yisifu alayim. What is if the Bailam added on to the Tumim that this person was mafrish? He made a larger shiur trume, is then you don't have to be boidik if there are better ones, if there are not better ones. We see clearly that the Bailam is happy with his afroshe and he's being maisif, you should give more. So the Miri brings down a kashem, l'chayre, if the shliach was mafresh ashir, there's different shiurim. Trume, perhaps, there's a minimum, there's chita'achas, peiteres, as a kri, and if you could be moisif more. But after the shliach was mafresh ashir, so that's it, that's the shiur. B'shas hafroshe, you can be mafresh whatever you want, but if you were mafresh ashir already, so that's it. That's trumin, the rest is chulin. So what is pshat that if liktu abaylam v'yisifu aleihem trumos ay trumah, it's not trumah, it's It was a hafrosh already. How could you be meisiv? I'd just like to mention two of the three tirutzim of the Meiri. One tirutz of the Meiri is that trumasei trume does not mean that that what the Bailam was meisiv is trume. It's not, it's not trume, it's already he was hufrish. But trumasei trume means that the trume of the mafrish is trume. That means I see that he's Nichelei b'afroshosoi, so that's called trumosoi, his trume is a trume, not that the hisofe is trume. That's one pshat. The second pshat, the Meiri says, that perhaps it's speaking about that the shliach is in the midst of the afroshe. That means the minimum is 60th. Then there's a 50th, and there's a 40th, there's different shiurim. So we're speaking about, he's up to a 70th, he's in the middle of Afrosha, and the Bailam comes over and adds more peiris. So these peiris can become truma, because he's still in the midst, the shlich was not goyma hafroshos. Al kaponim, so we have here a baraisa, that the baraisa says that there's oifanim, that a person was toirem shaloi bershus, and the afroshe can be afroshe if I have a gilui from the diburim of the bailem, or the actions of the bailem, that he's niche with what he had done. So the Gemara asks, b'chi nimtzu yofes mehen trumosai trumen. If I see later that there's taki yofis mem, I see later that the bailim is nichelei with what the mafrish had done. So strumosei trumem amai. Why is it trumem? Beidne de toram haleha v'yoda. But b'shas hafroshe, the Bailam Bechlal was unaware of this Afroshe. So how can it help? It would seem that the Gemara and the Havamina held that even though we need Afroshe of a Bailam, and the zikha was no minui of shliches bishas, the mafrish was mafrish, so how could it help? But from later I see that he was nichalei with this afroshe, and a nichuse, if I'm niche with his pula, even though bepoyel I didn't have the nichuse, because he didn't know about it, but later I see that there was a nichuse then. I see a chiyach seifei al tchilosoi. I see later he's happy, so mestama before he was also happy. So a nichuse bekoyach is sufficient to make him for a shliach. So that's like Rove said that, I mean, later I see he's Miyayish. So I say that Mustama before, if you would have known, he'd also be Miyayish. There was no Yish Bepoyel, but Bekoyach, I know, if he would have known, he would have been Miyayish. So that is sufficient to create a Din Yish. That's what I can assume, that Bishas, when he lost it, he would have been Miyayish, so that alone creates a Chalois Yush. So that's what I can assume, that Bishas, this person, was Mafrish. I can assume, I see from later, that it's Nichalei, that with his Afroshe. So Nichus is sufficient to make him a shliach. So he becomes a shliach ayidei the nechuse, which was not bepoyel b'shas afroshe, but echiach soifei al tchilosoi that bekoyach the zicha was a nechuse, because as he later he's sefriden with what he did then. That's good, like Rabbi, that Yish Lemedas, have a Yish, a Baloita Baye, even though I see later is Miyayish, and I can assume that if you would have known before it also been Miyayish, but since there was no Yish Bepoyo, it doesn't have a Teres Yish, so since there was no Nichusa Bepoyo, so he can't become a Shliach, there was no Nichusa Bepoyo. Tirgim Rava Libe Dabaye, Dishav Yishliach. So Rava said, say a teretz, and we'll make an akimte. We'll make an akimte that it's speaking about that he made him a shliach before. He made him a shliach before. We'll see, so why do we need this whole scenario of Klachit? So Yofas, we'll see some. Hachinami mistavre, and it's mistavre that that is the case, that it's speaking about he made him a shliach, so that what this person was teirem, he was teirem b'shlichusa. Yisalke daitach de loishav yeshliach, there wasn't a beferish in minuy of shliches, mihavi trumosei trume, va'atem gam atem omar rachmone, it says gam atem. So from the Gam we learn out L'rabbeish shluchachem. That just like the Bailam can be mafresh trume, so Gam, the shliach, can also be mafresh trume. But since we learn out the din shliches from Gam, Gam atem, so we learn out ma'atem l'daitrem av shluchachem l'daitrem. Alochi ma'iskinen kegoyin doshav yishliach. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Lehavi Yoda, he didn't know that Bishas Afrosh, that he was being mafresh trume. Alme, the Kivin de Lehi Yoda de Nichalei, but when he found out he was Nichalei, Amrinin Mikore Nami Nichalei. And so I can assume Achiyach Seife Al Tcholosi, so Mesama B'Shaita, it also would have been Niche. And the Nichus is sufficient to make him a Shliach. L'inyin Yish Nami, Kivin De L'Chiyoda Miyayish, when he finds out he's Miyayish by Adov Hashem B'Simen, Mikor Nami Ave Yish, so Mikor already when he lost it, it has a Teres Yish. Because I see, when he found that, he's Miyayish, and some people know now, and he'd also be Miyayish. So that Gufa that I know, if he would have known now, he would be Miyayish, that is, Hateris, Din Yush already. So if he would know now, he would, I'd have a Nichusa Bepoyo, so there's a Din Nichusa, and a Din Nichusa is sufficient to become a Shliach Ayidei, his Nichusa. So Rabbi said, no, it's speaking about, he wants to find for according to Abai, it's speaking about that was a previous minui of Shlichusa. It says, Atem gam atem, kein tarinu gam atem, mehoche nafkelon shulchei shalodom kamayisei letrume, shashliach shetoram trumosei trume. Vekivin de shliches mehoche nafkelon, if the din shlichus we learn out from this pasuk, is al kochach shluchachem dum yedaatem beinon gam atem, so ni dum yedaatem. Av shluchachem ledaitrem, ma'atem ledaitrem, when you're mafresh tumetz ledaitrem, av shluchachem ledaitrem shabailim minuhu shliach. So from this Rashi we see that this was neschadish from the word gam, that you need a minui of shlichus. That means till now, the Gemara was under the impression that what he's doing for me is sufficient. He can become my shliach through a nichuse. And that the Gemara says, no, it says, ma'atam ledaitram, avshluchachem ledaitram, shabailim minuhu shliach. That it was done midas abailim. The bailim was minuhu shliach. So Memela Sorovis said, the makshin that said it's good according to me, it's not good according to me also. Because afilu we say that a nichuse bekoyach is a teiris nichuse, but by shlichus, you need more than any chus. You need a minui. You need a minui shlichus. So kochach, you have to say that there was a minui shlichus. Allah ma'iskin going to shav yishlich. Va'omar la'izil t'chay. He told them, b'mafrish trume. V'layomar la'itroy mahani. And he didn't tell them, b'toyrim from this quality, from this mean. Normally, when the balabos is toyrim, he's toyrim from beininis, not from the best quality. And he went and he was toyrim from the office. Ubo balabayis umetzoy va'omalei klachet zol yofes. The balabos saw that he took from the best quality. Said you should have taken from the better quality. Im nimzu yafis mehem truma say truma. Im lav ein truma say truma. Let us see Taisvitz. Achi garsine, achi nami mistavre. Di loishav yeshliach. So the truma wouldn't help. Like garsine betisber. Im yesh yafes mehem trumosay trum. The mistame gam mitchile hoyo daitoy kain. Now, Taisvis is saying a majadike pshat in Agamore. Taisvis, what is the machlokes Abaye and Rove? Yish shalei medas. Abaye, Rava says, since we see ladies meyayish, so mamela I can assume that before you'd also been meyayish if you would have been aware. Abaye says, lo have a yish, lo have a yish. So we could learn two ways. And that's what Taisus wants to be megalip shat. This is how this title says pshat in Taisus. You could learn, Abaye says, that later you see was miyayish. No, later was miyayish. It's no raya that if you would have known now, he would have been miyayish. You can't prove what happened later is a chocha, this would have happened now. If we would say this pshat, so the Gemara is vaiteshver. So the Gemara say, made him a shliach, fine. But normally a balabos is mafrish from the beininis. Now he told them, klachit zu yofes. How nice, he laid his safrin with yofes. What's the rayim before? What's the teretz according to, he made him a shlich. So, but there's a problem. With the shlich, his tafrosh still can't help. Because normally a balabos is mafrish. So Taisos, the title says, Taisos saying, I'm going to get that. In Yisod, Abai is also my good to love. If you see later is Miyayish, when he finds out, Mestame, if he would know now, it'd also be Miyayish. So what's the svar of Abaye? But Abaye holds that what I know, that Mestame would be Miyayish, that cannot create a chalois yish. But Payol, there was no yish. I know, if he'll know, he will be Miyayish. Good. But he wasn't Miyayish. So if he wasn't Miyayish, there's no Chalois Yish. He can't have a Chalois Yish without a yediyah, without a yediyah, that without a yish bepoil, that I know he would be miyayish, that can make a din yish. That's a machlekes habayikolo. So memele, but that's dafke, a case of yish lemidas, or according to the havamin of the Gemara, that there was no minuy of shlichis, so I need a nichusa to make him a shlich. I know he would be nicha if he would know, but there was no nichusa bepoil. If there's no nichusa bepoil, he can't become a shlich to that I know if he would know he'd be nicha. Good, but the bepoil, there was no nichusa. So now the Gemara says, no, he made him a shlich. He made him a shliach. So now the shaila is when he made him a shliach, he didn't specify what quality of tvui you should be mafrish for tvui. But I see later, he told him you should have taken from the better quality, the taka, the taka better ones. So I see later that he meant that he should get from the better ones. So the mistame gamitchila hoya daite came. That means here there was a minui of shliches. There was a minui of shliches already. It's not something bekoyach. I only have to know when he made him a shliach, what quality did he want that he should be mafresh. So Sabai is also made. If you see later, he's makbed on a superior quality. Some stomach before, he also wanted that. There's no machloikis abaye verove if you say mechiyach soifay al tchilosay. Everyone knows mechiyach soifay al tchilosay. If later when he finds out his miyash before, he also would be miyash. There's no machloikis. But the shail is out that he would be miyash is not sufficient to create a dinyish. But over here, there was a meaning of shlichus. All I have to know is what quality did you want him to be mafrish? So Mamil Sotay says the mistome, if I see lady wanted a superior quality, mistome gamitchilo yadateke. And if I know mitchilo yadateke, but here there was a meaning of shlichus, and you don't need more than that. All I have to know was the meaning of shlichus and a superior quality. So I see later there was the meaning of shlichus. I didn't have to tell him beferish. He made him a shlich, and now I found out that he wanted that the shlichus should be on a superior quality. So fine. So there's not missing anything. That's shat in Tosfos. V'im taima v'neima dahash tevadi nichelei biyofis. Aber mit Chile, Bishoshe Toram, I have Yoda, Loi have Nicholai. Da ein Derech Litrei min Ayofes, Kedam Rina Leel, Gabidovo, Sheyesh Boisimin, Da Filo Lerova Chayv Lahachis, Da Avol Gav Da Hashtam Ishayish, Ein Bekachklo. Now the Nachlis David explains Pshat and Tosfos, he's Chaylik on the Maram Shiv, but let us just say what the Nachlas David says. Tosfos, all of a sudden, is somehow medame yafais to Adover Shiesh by Simon, and just like Adover Shiesh by Simon, even though later he was miyayish, that doesn't mean that before he was miyayish. So Sosha says, here also, now he's tefreden with the office, who said before be tefreden with the office. He said, before, when we learned the Gemara, before Rav's Teretz, Tosfos didn't have any problem whatsoever. Before Rav's Teretz, we learned as follows. A person, Lumen, was mafresh, Trume and Shimon's Tfuah. Lumen was mafresh Trume and Shimon's Tfuah. Now, there's a shaila, so the Gemara understood, is Shimon Niche with Ruben's Afrosh, is Shimon not Niche with Ruben's Afrosh? So the Gemara says, how do you know? You'll see later if he tells him you should have taken a better quality. He didn't take. And then there's Taka Bere, you see he's Nicha with his Afrosh. Now, in the Havamin of the Gemara, we understood as follows. Now the Gemara was speaking about what quality did he take? He took Beininess. He took a portion of the quality. He didn't take the best quality. He took Beininess. I have a different shayla. I have a shayla. Is Shimon Bechlal happy with Reuven's Afrosh? So how do I know? So he said he should have taken better. So then I'll see if it's better. So I see that he's tefriden. If there's no better, he's sarcastic. Fine. But there, Mehechi Taisi, should I say, this person was mafresh, a normal afroshe. This person was mafresh, a normal afroshe. I have one suffix. Is the Bailam tefriden with his afroshe, yes or no? So from later, I'll see if he says klach etzel yofim says better. So I see stakat tefriden with afroshe. Why not? So Tais didn't have any problem. Tais got stuck in Rava's teretz. Rava comes with a teretz speaking about made a mashliach. Now all of a sudden Rava got made a mashliach. So what's this whole scenario? Klach etzel, he made a mashliach. So Rava made a kibna. No. He made him, but you know what he did? He went overboard. Normally people are mafresh from Beininess. That's what Rava said. And he went and he took a superior quality. So Mamela, that's why now, so even though I made him a shlich, but I have to find out that he's sufriden with his afroshim, because he went overboard with his afroshim. That was Rava's teretz. According now in Rava's Teretz, Tosfos got stuck. Shem Shemayim. If you're telling me a yesod that it's speaking about he made him a shliach, and the problem is he did something, the shliach did something which normal people do not do. Normal people are not mafresh min hayof. So meila, I have a tzad that even though he made him a shliach, but he didn't make him a shliach to go overboard. So normal people don't do this. So this is like a dovo sheyesh boi simen, which normal people are not miyayish, and later when he found out he was miyayish. So I don't say, afilu according to Rava, chir seife al tchilose, I don't say that. I say, now he's miyayish, but it's no proof that b'shaita would be miyayish. That's Tosfos kasha. Now we'll appreciate Tosfos kasha. That's how Nachas David explains Tosfos kasha. Only after the maskonis ha-gemore, that Rava made this akimte, that is speaking about he made him a shliach and he went overboard, now Tosfos has problems with this gemore. Let us see again Tosfos. Vim toima, v'neima dahash tabadi nichalei b'yofis. Yeah, now he's suffering b'yofis. Avol mitchile b'shoshe tora, he have a yoda, I have a nichalei. Dein derech, Litre min ayofis. The Gemara says that. The Gemara says that. Stomi the Balabaiski tor mi beininis u tor, but also leave it tor mi yofis. So memelem. So now we see he's tefriden with yofis. Now at the Ochso yepes azo yepes afrumkeit, and thus he's tefriden with yofis. But who says that before Bishas Afroshi would have been tefriden with Yofis? Kedamrin Elel Gavidova Sheyesh Beisimin. Afilul Rava Chayv LaHachis. If a person lost an Aveda Sheyesh Beisimin, Da'avol Gav Da'ashta Misyayish. Ein Bekach Kolom. So it's nothing. Yeshloima Shani Hochem. Kehiven de chazine bei de nichelei hashte, amrine nami nichelei meikore mishum mitzvah. So Tosfos says, not all the time do I say that you don't say chiyach seife al tchilose. That's normal. Adobo sheyesh bei simen, a person shouldn't be miyayish. He has found him how to get back his aveide. So normally he's not miyayish. Later I see he's miyayish, so I have no right. Since it's not the derech to be miyayish with a dova sheyesh by simin. So I don't say achir seifi al tchilosa. But over here, since there is a mitzvah, less man the polik, that there is a mitzvah to give, the more mahuda you give, the greater the mitzvah is. So here, I can assume if I see later, this is not a double zor, he's doing something which is a mahuda de kezach, he's giving me nayofis. And this I say, that you do say, hechiyach seife al tchilosoi, and that's why it helps. Vim lav, ein truma sei truma. So it says that we have a gilui. If we have a gilui from the statement that he said, klachei tzol your face, so then, we can assume that he was tefriden with what he had done, without a gilui. So then, I cannot assume that he was tefriden, and the afrosh is not a good afrosh. Vim taima, the beperek almon and izaynes amrinen. The Gemara says in Ksuvis, the Baal HaBayis, the stomach of the Baal HaBayis, avi echad mechamisha. That means there are three shiurim that one can be mafresh for truma. Stam Baal HaBayis gives 1/50 for truma. If a person is a mahuda de kayid, he gives 1/40 for truma. That's a mahuda de kashir. If a person is stingy, so the minimum shear is 1/60. We learn now from Psukim. There are different shiurim of Truma. Stam Baal HaBayis is 1/50. Vimashliach piches yud oy hoisiv yud. Truma say Truma. The shliach went and he told the shliach manya to be mafresh Truma. And the shliach was mafresh Truma 1/40. And the Baal HaBayis comes and he starts blinking 1/40. Who do you think I am? 1/40 to give to the Kohen. And the Shli said, I was under the impression you're the Yid, you give 1/40 from Truma. So my Mela, so the din is that it's good. It's good, finished. I don't need any. The Shliach just says an innocent statement. I assume that you give 1/40 and whatever he assumed goes, and that's it's afrosh, and I don't need any hoichoches that the Bailam really meant this. Fakert. And here we have fakert. Here he went and he was mafresh min hayofes, and here we need hoichoches. He told them later, oh, you should have given better ones, so if there's take better ones, I see take. He's afraid. Here we need a gilui from the Baal HaBayis that he's happy that what he had given him, given a more mahuda dike truma. So chinami nei mahochi, let him say that I assume that you were such a yid. Yeshloima dahosama vekulo shir truma. That means this psukim, they're different shiurim for truma. V'yeshe teirem kach, v'yeshe teirem kach. L'kach motzi omele, kiven shloi parashtali. I mean, there's three shiurim, there's limudim, there's three I found them out to be mafresh truma, 40th, a 50th, and a 60th. Now you told me be mafresh truma. Did you give me instructions? You didn't give me instructions. You told me mafresh truma. So what's pshat? So al kolchoch, Your meaning is whatever I think that you should be mafresh. That's what I think to be mafresh. That's what you meant. You didn't give me instructions in this three shiurim. So what am I supposed to do? So al kochoch, that is pshat in the meaning of shlichus. Whatever you think the proper shiur is, that's what you should do. So I was mafresh at 40th. So that's it. Aval miyofes ein regiles litraim. But Yofi, that's what the Gemara says. Stomei the Balabayis Kitorim Mibaini Nisutorim. This is Lekach Loi Hoyu Loi Litraim Bishum Inye Mehen Baloi Rishusa. Here you shouldn't have given. I mean, you're going overboard. Who gives Yofis? The office, Vishum Inyan, ain't people don't give it, Lakakla Litraim Vishum Inyan Mehem Baloy Rishusa. I have a shtickle problem. In Parshas Koirach it says, Mikael Matnoi Seichem Torimu Eskol Trumes Hashem, Mikol Chelboy es Migdeshoy Mimenu. So what's the title? Mikol Chelboy? So the Ben Ezra says, Mei Hatoiv Sheboy. You should give Mei Hatoiv. That's the title, Michelboy. Chelov Ha'oretz. The Targum says, Mikol Shufrei. So there's a posik. It's a posuk that one should give from the best. When the Gemara says, I mean, there's a mitzvah to give in the best. Also, shayin ochi kivich zin by the nichlei ashtam rinan ami nichlei mikorim isham mitzvah. That means even though, so there's a mitzvah to give from the best. The Regilis is not like that. This is one of the mitzvahs that people, that's what Taisis means to be mechadish, ain't Regilis litrei, but taka mitzvah and, there's a mir de Kerambam, but maybe that's Pshat and Taisis al Kaponim. There's a, the Rambam says that, I forgot which pasuk he brings, but he says whenever a person is doing a mitzvah, he should always do from, the mitzvah should be done from the best, from the choshevste. You have a guest in your house, give him the best portion. Not you take the best portion for yourself, and I'll give him to eat. No, give him the best portion. Everything you should do from the best. They say over a mordeke maise from the Sfasemes, Svas Emes, once there was a chosid that came to him and told him he had a problem that he lost his tefillin. So Svas Emes says, no, I have an extra pair of tefillin. He had tefillin, a Yerusha from the Chedush Yerim, which he only wore only at special times. He had take these tefillin. And this chosid, I should wear the Chedush Yerim's tefillin. And the kids are... So someone came over to the Sfasem, he's asking you give him the Chedush Yerim Tefillin. So he said, well, that's what the Rambam says, you give him the best. Every mitzvah you do, you give him the best. I have a mitzvah now of Shailah, so I give him from the best, I give him. That was a Maisa Shahoya. So I'll call upon him, and the Loshna Rambam is Moiradik. Whatever you do, the mitzvah should be done from the best. So I'll call upon him, could be, it's no stire. The posik taki says like that. The posik says as kol chelbe menu meyatoiv shaboy, and then that's abal taisus just says one word abal ein regilis. That's taki adhoibet. That's proper 100%. Abal ein regilis litroy. But leider, that's the proper way to do it. But the regilis is not. In Shiurim Taka, there's three Shiurim. There's a Nain Yof, a Nain Ro. There are three Shiurim. And there's Zicha people who give a 40th. There's people that give a 60th. So maybe here you can say, V'hochi amadatiche. But Dikav Abu Meyofis, Ein Regilis Litram, even though there's a mitzvah to give. Taisu said before, Ashamin Aminichalei Mikorim Isho Mitzvah, there's Zicha a mitzvah to give. But since Leida, the Regilis, is not like this, we don't have too many people on this Madrege, so here, could be that's Pshat and Taisvis. Now the Gemara brings down a Maisa. Ameima umazutra barabashi iklu lebustane the Mori Barisik. They went the pardes of Mori Barisik. Mori Barisik wasn't there. Choshev Ges came. We have the Gedoyle Ameroi. I see Arisei Tamri v'rimoinei v'shodi kamai. So the Oris, who was a worker, who had rights to, a chelik of the produce was his, so he brought them Tamri rimoinei v'shodi kamai. Ameima v'ravashi ochli. Ameima v'ravashi, no, he gives them to eat, they ate. Mazutra loyoch. Mazutra denari. Adohochi osi mori barisik. Mori Barisik came and he saw his choshve guest, Ashkechine, v'omalei larusi, amaylei Isis lo rabona mahanach shapirt. Why didn't he give them the better quality? Why didn't he give them this? You should give them, we have better quality, you should give them to eat. Omalei, nu, ameima v'ravashi lo mazutre, hashta amaylei okamal. See, in Tosis, maybe he had doubts before if you're allowed to eat, if you're not allowed to eat, but now upon him, you see, Mori Barisik, he's very happy with what the Oris does, and he has a time, and then why didn't you give better ones? Well, Sanya, we learned in the Baraisin, Nimso Yofis Mem Trumosai Trume. If a person, if he says you should have given better ones as a Taka better ones, so Trumosai Trume, we see that. That's what we heard in Tosfos before. That what I say, that's a raya. If he says that you should give him better ones, and I say he means it, he means it if there are better ones, because it's a mitzvah taket to give better ones, and he really wants to give better ones. So memela, that's a gilui that he's sefriden with the afroshe. Avol hoche mishum ksifusohu da'ma hoche. He was embarrassed. He didn't mean what he said. He just wanted the... was embarrassed that the others didn't give such good ones, so he said they should have given better, but what should he say if such choshev a guest here? So he said that you should have given better ones, but it could be that is no raya that even now he means what he said. Now also he doesn't mean what he says. No, it's he has to say it because it's a proper thing to say. Oh, that's like this. He's embarrassed that they weren't served better food. So he says that you should have given better ones. But it's no raya that you see. I mean, he didn't go and bring better ones. He just the tiny does. Why didn't you bring better ones? That ended the conversation. But so could be he doesn't mean what he said. So therefore, he's. That's why Mazutra did not eat. He still didn't eat. Let's see what Rashi says. Loi ochal, lebustanei pardis. Loi ochal, the gezel ninu. Shabailam lo yodu. The bailam were unaware, so it's gezel. So memele, that's why he didn't want to eat. So im nimsu yofis. So if you see, if a person says such a statement, you should give him better ones. That's a gili das that he's happy with what was done. So what he gave us, he said you should give him better ones. So you see, he's happy. It's not gezel. Yomer kach eitzel yofes tahave gilei das elo leinyin tume. Only by tume there's a din of a gilei das, but not by tume doesn't have a din of a gilei das. It doesn't mean mishum kisuf. Marzutre lo yocha zuktai svis vim taima vamai lo yocha. Why didn't marzutre eat? Ha'oma rove pek ha'goizel basre harisei midenavshi kozoven. If an oris sells, an oris says a right to, I mean, an oris takes a percentage of that what grows that belongs to him. So the Gemara says in Magoizel Basra, if an oris is selling something, don't be chayish that he's stealing from the bailim. No, arisa midinavshi kazovin. If he's selling, he has also a percentage of the tvue. So if he's selling his chayle. So Mamela, the oris went and brought them tomorrow. Now he gave them tomorrow to eat, so. So why didn't Mazutra eat? Forget about Mori Barisik, but the Oris is a right. Vishloime dohosam shehevi ha'oris mi bayis. The mistomi mimashi gia lechelkoi mevi. That means that if the Oris brought from the house, he didn't go out into the orchard. So mistomi brought from the house, so they already had made a chalukah. And this was his chalik of the produce, so Memela, so he comes and he sells it, so he's selling his. Avolhoche shahevi mina pardas, here he went out to the pardas, so it's before the chalukah. Hoyechoshish marzutre shema bishas chalukah lo yemel abala pardas tutel keneged mashin esatila. He went out to the pardas, so it's before the chalukah. Now, it could be that what he took, v'shteitzach, he took from his own, and he's going to tell the balabos by the chaluki, you know, you have to deduct. I took already a chalik, that what I gave to these amiroi. Mazutar was afraid he might forget. Now he took it, but could be he forget later. So it's gezel. Lamais it was taken without the das of the balabos. Ravashi wasn't chayshish, so Mamela, Mistame, he took his own. I mean, he's gonna tell him later, I took, so Mamela, we're eating from what the Oris gave us, we're eating, so Mamela, this is not Gezel, this belongs to the Oris. Lekach ochel kainim shebo mori barisi. Mishem ori da oris midenavshi koyoiv. The ein loimer shehoyo soimech she yisratze mori bar isik sheyeda. So they says, no, maybe we'll say a different pshat. Forget about the oris. The oris, that they were soimech and that mori bar isik. Later, when Mori Barisik will find out that they're here, he'll zicher be maskim to give them. So Memele, so we have here already a nechusa of Mori Barisik. So Ktaisvis, Baloche ke Abaye. Amore de Ktaisvis, so Ktaisvis says, we paskin like Abaye. That means, that Abaye, that what I can assume, if Mori Bar Isik would know, he'd be maskim, that you're not allowed to have such a cheshbon, but now he doesn't know. So I'm eating the peiris of Mori Bar Isik without a haskome. If he'd know, he'd be maskim. So from Tosfos we see a moira dikizach, that means if I can assume that the yenel biniche that it's a mer dekikasha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to take someone's talis, niche lelinish. If you know it, it's a niche. They're not to take any mezesrik. If you know it, be niche. Taisu says, l'chayra korin tabaye,
But he's not saying, now he doesn't know yet. If he would know, it'd be Nichet. That's because that's Rove. Rove says, I could work with this potential Nichusa. So there's a Dinyish. But according to Abaye Kozman, I don't have the Nechuse. The Nechuse is not here before you. So you can't use it. I assume it'll be Niche. But that's, we pass him like the Abaye, Amir de Kazach. The Aloche ke Abaye. Va'av al gav dahashte Nichelei. I now we see that he was Niche, Mikorele have a Nichele. But could be before he wasn't Niche. Now this is, that's a Meir de Kazach. Atreisu says, Aval gab dahashte Nichele. Now we see he was Niche. We see now Mori Bar Isik was Niche, Mikor Lahava Nichelei. Now, before we go to try to explain the last line in Tosfos, I mean, L'chaire, we have here, there was a shakel of Ataya between Marzutre and Ravashi. Mazutra did not eat, and Ravashi ate. So Tais says Ravashi ate because of a different reason. Ravashi ate because, forget about Mori Bar Isik, Ravashi ate because he thought this is the Chelek Oris. Oris gave it to them, and the Oris will inform the Balabos that he took it. That was Ravashi's Cheshbon. Now, Ravashi had Tainis and Mazutra. Why don't you eat? Now he has a tiny als Mori Bar Isik. Mori Bar Isik said, Klach Eitzel Yofetz. So let's just understand the Gemara in Tosfos. Ravashi told Mazutra, good, you didn't trust the Oris. You're afraid this is Mori Bar Isik and you don't want to eat Mori Bar Isik. Fine, I agree with it. If you don't trust the Oris, you don't trust the Oris. But now eat. Now eat. I mean, you see, said Klach Itzel Yofis. So Mazutra said that Klach Itzel Yofis doesn't mean anything. That's a cryptic word, way of speaking. You could have taken better. By Truma, it works. By Truma, Mishum Mitzvah, if you say Klach Itzel Yofis, I say that it means it. But here, it's Mishum Kisufet. So the Klach Itzel Yofis doesn't mean anything. So I can't eat it now either. Mor Be'isik now is also not Tzefrid. Fine. But Tosfos is speaking about something else. Tosfos is speaking about if we could rely on the Nichusa of Mori Bar Isik, an assumption that we would assume that Mori Bar Isik was Zichem Yitzafrid. Such an assumption. That means I'm taking something under the assumption that I know will be Niche, if I'll ask him, will Ziche be Niche. I'm allowed to take it before this Nichuse. So Tosfos says, since we paskin like Abaye, Aval gav dahashte Nichelei, mikore lehava Nichelei, the Tchay Tosfos means there was Niche. The Tchay Tosfos means there was no Nichuse bepoil. Without an ichuse bepoil, you're not allowed to take a mir de kachumre in Tosfos. That means if, even though I know that if you would have known it be niche, but I don't have a bepoil de kachumre, without a bepoil de kachumre, you're not allowed to take. So lechere these dinim, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, these dinim that it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to take someone's talis, how to take someone's hesrik, l'cherbi is not like Tosfos. If you need an ichuse bepoil, so So according to Abaye, you don't have any chusa bepoil. Unless there's a cheshbon, if I'm not mistaken, Nachos David mentions this cheshbon, he had mentioned the beginning of the sugya, there's a shittas haritvo. The ritvo says that what Abaye says, that if I don't have any chusa bepoil, I'm not allowed to be saimach on it, I don't have a yish bepoil. That is dafke, if there are tzdodim, that later he won't be miyayish. So then the halacha is, so kozman, I don't have a nechusa, a yish bepoil, I can't be saimach on it. But if it's a dovel bohul, that'll be miyayish, like zutei shel yom, I know now zicha be miyayish, there's no suffix. Then that's equivalent to a yish bepoil, Nabai is also moide. So Nachos David brings down the ritvo, by nichelei leinish leevet mitzvah b'mamoinoi, that is a dover borrow that is zichra nichuse. So here, afilu according to Abaye, it's considered like a nichuse. That is why you're allowed to take someone's talis, use someone's talis, use someone's esrik. And because by, if there's a brigus, that yen is niche, some amelis, then Abaye is also moide, that it's equivalent to a nichusa bepoil.